Happy Tuesday, friends. I'm so glad you're joining us today on the By His Grace podcast. If this is your first time visiting, welcome to our podcast community. I am your host, Misty Phillip. I am the author of The Struggle is Real, But So is God Bible Study. I created this podcast to empower you to live by His grace. I want you to know that we all struggle in life, but that God is with us in the middle of the struggle and that He is faithful to see us through. Today's podcast is about parenting children with mental illness. We are not healthcare experts, but parents on a journey offering you the hard-fought hope that we ourselves have found in Jesus. If mental illness is a part of your struggle, you may also want to listen to episode 18, Married to Mental Illness with Rachel Daniel. Rachel talks openly about being married to a man with bipolar disorder. Mental illness is a very serious issue. Please do not be afraid to reach out for the professional help you need. But I hope that we offer you some comfort in knowing that you are not alone on this journey and that God is with you and He will see you through. Welcome to another episode of By His Grace. I am so excited today to bring you this special guest. Her name is Tammy Kennington. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Misty. I'm glad to be with you.
Tammy, can you tell the guests a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. I am a writer and speaker with four children, two young adults, and two high schoolers. And I have a 95-pound lap dog who loves to chew anything. And I happen to have two kids who have mental illness. They are a great joy to my heart, but they have been a blessing in my life, but I'm here to share a little bit about how to parent children with mental illness.
Yeah. Wow. That is quite challenging, I'm sure. I actually do have a special needs son who does deal with some ramifications of the illness that have caused him to have OCD. So I know a little bit about that, and it is very challenging, but it also is a tremendous blessing. So let's jump right in and tell me about the kids and the mental illness that they have, and tell me some of the struggles that you face as a mom.
Sure. Well, we noticed that one of my boys, early on, even as a toddler, really began struggling with anxiety, and it was very pronounced. We noticed he struggled a lot with separation anxiety, which wasn't so uncommon. Even our oldest had struggled with separation anxiety, and a lot of kiddos tend to grow out of that, but he did not. And as he grew older, the anxiety increased, and he was, by the time he was a preschooler, even though I worked down the hallway as a preschool teacher, he would hide in his classroom under the table, and he was so afraid. It was really pronounced, and he would just cower under the table, and he would cry and scream, and we really knew something was just not quite right. So I began doing a lot of reading and research and trying to figure out how I could support him better. We tried lots of different ways to help him in the classroom. You know, we tried all of the typical things, like providing him with his blankie in the classroom. The teachers were great, redirecting his behavior, trying to give him the supports. But those things just really didn't work. So at the same time, my husband was sent overseas. He was a reservist in the Navy. And my son's behaviors really became pronounced. And he began kind of experiencing some paranoia. He was afraid to even sleep in his own room. And at this time, By this time, he had become a kindergartner. And we moved him to a very small private school, a small Christian school with just a few children in the classroom. We knew he wouldn't be able to function well in a regular public classroom. So he was so fearful. He thought people were going to try to break into the home. We couldn't leave the garage door open because he was so afraid that somebody would try to come in even during the day. He didn't want to play outside. It was really very overwhelming for him. So it became more than anxiety. And he began even having some issues where he started thinking that he saw people watching him. So I sought treatment for him. And as a very young child, he was diagnosed with what the doctor called a mood disorder not otherwise specified. And by this time, we had gone to several specialists, several different doctors. We had tried seeking help through for sensory disorder, and tried treatments that way. Everything from brushing to listening to special kinds of music.
We did all that with my son Connor. So yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, the son Connor. Yeah. So and at one point, the one of the specialists there said, "This isn't working for him. This is not what he's got going on." So I said, "All right." Put a check in that box, and we moved on to something else. So we tried intervention after intervention, and I kept reading and researching. And finally, when I took him to the psychiatrist, and he said, "Okay, this is a mood disorder, not otherwise specified." And we began this very slow process of introducing different medications. Mm-hmm. And taking him to a counselor, a Christian counselor. Actually, she wasn't a Christian counselor. She was a child play therapist. And there weren't very many in town, but she was very good. And so we kind of took a two-pronged approach with the medication and a play therapist, because his feelings were so big. And that's how we described them to him, because he was such a little boy that they overwhelmed him, and he would have these meltdowns. They weren't regular childhood temper tantrums. They were complete meltdowns. And it was as if his brain went offline and he could not manage himself. Yeah. And his behaviors were so beyond the typical reaction that, I couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
So, in any case, it was a very long process.
And that is so frustrating as a parent, because you feel helpless, I'm sure. I know my son experienced some similar things, and when he would just be out of control and I would not be able to reach him, it's heartbreaking, because you want to calm them down and help them. But when they're in that, I know for my son, whenever we would come to, when he was little, like in a car seat still, we would come to a train, and the whole time the train would go by, I don't know what it was about the train going by, but he would scream and cry uncontrollably. I'd have to get him out of the car seat and put him on my lap in the driver's seat and hold him and rock him just to calm him down enough until the train went by. And that's exhausting, you know, for a parent. So I know our stories are similar enough that I know for me, just the reading and the researching and the not knowing what to do and praying and seeking God and asking him. And it's unless you've walked through it, I think it's really difficult for somebody. What was that like for you? Can you describe that for you a little bit as a parent?
Yeah, I think very similar to your experience, Misty. It was heart-wrenching, because as a little tiny boy, I remember him saying to me, "Mommy, I feel like there's a monster inside of me." Mm. Because he would rage mm-hmm. and feel so out of control of himself. And he, when he was himself and able to manage his feelings and well, he was such a fun, funny, loving, gentle little boy. And but then when his feelings were out of control and those chemicals were off balance, then he was not himself. And it was so painful to watch and not be able to really help my child. But when he was very tiny, and I could hold him and speak softly, and that I would really just hold him until the storm passed.
Yeah.
And that was the best I could do for him at the time. And I would cry and I would pray over him and I would speak words of hope over him.
Yes.
And, it was painful. It was just painful.
And how old is he now?
He just turned 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, is he in a better place now as a 16-year-old?
He is. He's much healthier. And he's very stable. He's actually started coming down from some of his medications.
Yeah.
He's very successful in school. He has healthy friendships, and he's performing well as an athlete. So he really is doing well. He's involved in youth group. He just left for a mission trip in St. Louis. So he really is doing. I have a lot of hope for him.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, let me ask you this. Was there a scripture that you held on to in this process or, when you said words of hope, what types of things did you speak over your son?
Well, one of my favorite scriptures that I taught all of my children, but I spoke over Seth a lot, was Jeremiah 29:11. And that's just such a beautiful scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And then as a mom, I read through Psalms a lot. Yeah. And because they're so affirming. And Psalm 9:9 says, "The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." And I often feel like mental illness is a type of oppression for our kids. And it's so important, I think, for parents, for us to remember that our child is not the mental illness. Mental illness is a sickness. You just can't see it, but it's there, and it's a chemical difference in the brain. And so it's, even though it can be so challenging, we can't mix up the child with the illness.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let me ask you this. What would you say to someone who their child was just diagnosed with something similar, or they're just starting to see these signs? What do you wish you would have known when all of this started?
I wish I would have known that it's not my fault. As a parent, it's really easy to blame yourself. And it's not because you're a bad parent. It's not because you're not parenting your child well. There's a lot of finger pointing. You feel like you're at fault. People will say, "Oh, look at, you know," I had people at the park say, "I'm so glad you're not behaving like that little boy. He's so naughty." And you feel like you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
No, you're not a bad parent. You're finding the answers for your child. And it's a good thing when your child is given a diagnosis. It's almost like pieces of the puzzle start to fall into place. So that's wonderful. And then when you do start to see those symptoms, get smart about it. Do the reading and do the research, because it's going to empower you and help you understand your child And then as they get older, they need, there are even resources for the children. There are books for children to help them understand what is anxiety. I'm a teacher, and there are lots of great books. Even classroom teachers can read in the classroom about Wemberly Worried and what does it feel like to be angry and things like that. So I would say get smart. And then also, mental illness affects the whole family. So be aware that your other children, if you have other children, your other kids are really impacted too. So I would suggest for us, we really had to make efforts to be aware of how our other children were feeling, make efforts to spend time alone with them outside of the other kids. And then to even talk about and process with them, how is this impacting you?
Yeah, I think that's just a key parenting strategy in general, is communication and open communication with your children and seeking that one-on-one time. But I agree with you, especially when you have special circumstances, because we can tend to focus on the child that needs the most at the moment. But you want to make sure that you're doing a good job and helping your kids process. So this has been really helpful. I know that this interview is going to help so many. So I thank you so much for your time today. I thank you for being a guest on By His Grace. Where can people find out more about you and the things that you're doing?
I have a website and I blog at www.tammykennington.com. And I offer Christian life coaching. I will be available for some new clients beginning mid-fall. And I also have speaking availability.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been a joy to have you on the show today. And y'all make sure you go ahead and connect with Tammy.
Thanks, Misty.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.